Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Dear beloved, I welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up. Thank you for all the battles that you have been fighting on our behalf and all manners of victory that you have wrought for us. We say glory, honor, praises be unto you, our God, our Maker. Everlasting Father, Lord, we commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, come and take preeminence, take absolute control of everything that we are going to do. A word that we go forth, let them go with power. Let them bring forth salvation. Let them bring forth healing. Let them bring forth deliverance. Let them comfort us. Let them motivate, inspire us. Let them give us a renewed passion for the things of God in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. Dear beloved, you are welcome again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And today we shall be discussing what I titled, You Are Precious to Him. Indeed, you are very precious to the Almighty God. To Him, you are very, very precious. So look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am precious to my God. And indeed you are. I have two texts for you. The first text is from the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4. It says, because you are precious in my eyes and honored, and I love you. I give men in return for you, peoples in exchange for your life. God says you are precious in His sight. May you remain precious in His sight all the days of your life. He says He has honored you and the Lord loves you. He says He is going to give men in return for you. The Lord will preserve your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the second text is from the book of Psalm 37, and I'm reading from verse 1. It says, fret not yourself because of evildoers. Be not envious of wrongdoers, for they will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and befriend faithfulness. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act. Commit your ways to Him. Trust in Him, and the Lord will act. When we say something is precious, when we say someone is precious, it means that that person is of great value. And that person is of great value, not to be wasted or treated carelessly. So you are of great value to God. The Lord we serve will not treat you carelessly because you are precious to Him. He will not allow your life to be wasted in the mighty name of Jesus. It also means that you are His beloved. You are the beloved of the Lord. It means that you are dear to God. It means that God cherishes you. These are very, very fantastic descriptions of how God sees us, that we are His beloved, He cherishes us, we are dear to Him, we are of great value, He will not allow us to be wasted. Fantastic. Brothers and sisters, even with this alone, that should give us a high level of comfort that indeed our tomorrow is better. That the Lord loves us, He cares for us, He will certainly take care of us in the mighty name of Jesus. There are things I want us to know, that as you are beloved of the Lord, you are not supposed to continue to live in fear of the evildoers, because God will deliver you. He will deliver you. The evildoers, they are going to fade away. As we read in that Psalm 37 verse 2, it says, "For they will soon fade away." That's the evildoers. "They will soon fade like the grass and wither like the green herb." So those whom you see, the evildoers you see today, you will not see them again. The book of Proverbs, Proverbs 24 verse 20, Proverbs 24 verse 20 say, "For the evil man has no future. The lamp of the wicked will be put out." Their lamps will be put out because you are precious to God. Brothers and sisters, do not be afraid of the evildoers. The Lord we call upon, we are precious in His sight. Another two things that He said, you should trust in the Lord. And you trust in Him, not just when things are going on the way you want it, but whichever way it appears, whether it's good, whether it's bad, just trust in the Lord. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 62 verse 8, say, "Trust in Him at all times. O people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." Say, trust in Him at all times. Isaiah chapter 62 verse 4. Isaiah 62 verse 4 also say, "You shall no more be termed forsaken, for your land shall no more be termed desolate. But you shall be called by the delight it is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married." The Lord delights in you. You are the delight of God, brothers and sisters. So trust in Him. If He delights in you, He says you will not be desolate, you will not be empty. The Lord is ready to fill you to the brim. But all you need to do is to trust in this God. And as you trust in Him, He will perfect that which concerns you. You see, when we trust in God, He begins to act on our behalf. The book of Isaiah chapter 58 verse 8, it says, "Then shall your light break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." See, your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up speedily. Even as you are hearing me right now, if you are going through any form of affliction, I speak healing to you. He sees the world, and He heals us of all our diseases. I say you are healed in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. The glory of God will be seen in every area of your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Just trust in this God. Another thing is that because you are precious to Him, He has located you at a particular place. And you need to stay at your location. Stay on your lane. Do not look at others. Do not try to be like others. Be who God has created you to be. The book of Leviticus chapter 26, reading from verse 5. Leviticus 26, reading from verse 5, says, "Your threshing shall last to the time of the grape harvest, and the grape harvest shall last to the time for sowing, and you shall eat your bread to the full, and dwell in your land securely." You will eat your bread to the full. You will live for long in the land the Lord has located you. Say, dwell in your land securely. No longer will you be threatened. The Lord will build His wall of protection round about you. In verse 6, "I will give peace in the land. The peace of God will surround you in the name of Jesus. I will give peace in the land, and you shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. I will remove harmful beasts from the land, and the sword shall not go through your land." The Lord is going to secure you. He's going to keep you safe. But stay where you have been told to be. Do not go to where you are not asked to go. Remain on your lane. And as you do so, you see the Lord prospering you. And indeed, He will prosper you in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are precious in His sight, you should be a God pleaser. Please the Lord. When you please Him, the heavens shall be open on your behalf. The book of Isaiah chapter 58, Isaiah 58 verse 14 says, Then you shall take delight in the Lord, and I will make you ride on the arts of the earth. I will feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Delight yourself in the Lord. Please him at all times. Please this God at all times. And how do we please him at all times? Spend quality time praying. Spend quality time in his presence. The book of Job 22, reading from verse 26, he says, "For then you will delight yourself in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayers to him, and he will hear you, and you will pay your vows." Your prayers, the Lord will hear your prayers. Your prayers will not be an abomination in the ears of the Lord. The Lord will not turn his back to your prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. As you call unto him, he will answer you speedily. He will terminate delay, he will terminate denial of his promises in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Another way you can please God is being engaged in kingdom endeavor. The book of Matthew 6:33, it says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things are be added unto you." So seek first his kingdom. Be kingdom focused. The book of Job chapter 11, verse 17 also says, "And your life will be brighter than the noonday. His darkness will be like a morning." You want your life to be brighter than noonday? Then please the Lord. Speak about the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Tell people about Jesus. Tell people about how good this Jesus is. That Jesus loved them. He came to this world. He died for their sins. And indeed, by so doing, you are engaging yourself in kingdom endeavor. And the Lord will reward you. He will shine his light upon you. All everything that you want, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. And number five is that you should not be envious of evildoers. Do not be envious of them. Do not be envious of those who are doing evil, because whatever they are doing is just for a short time. The Bible tells us in Psalm 62 verse 11, say, "Once God has spoken, twice have I heard this. The power belongs to God, and that to you, O Lord, belongs steadfast love. For you will render to a man according to his works." The Lord will render to a man according to his work. So if you do good, you will get the reward. If you do bad, you will get the reward. But brothers and sisters, do good at all times. Do not envy those who are doing evil. And finally, let us commit our ways to him. Let us surrender our all to God. The book of Psalm 55 verse 22 says, "Cast your burden on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. He will not allow you to be moved. Just commit your way to him." Proverbs 16 verse 3 says, "Commit your work to the Lord, and your plans will be established." So commit that plan, commit that marriage, commit that business, commit that ministry to his hand. And indeed, the Lord will establish it. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 7, say, "Casting all your anxieties, your worries, casting all your anxieties on him. Because why? He cares for you. He cares for you. You are precious in his sight. So cast all your burden unto him." And we are talking about surrendering. Have you surrendered to Christ? Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? I am giving you that opportunity right now. So wherever you are, just say after me, "Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. It is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ." Father, I thank you, Lord, for your children who have given their lives unto you today. For everyone who have heard this broadcast today, the mighty hand of God will continue to rest upon you. You continue to remain precious in his sight. He will surround you with his wall of fire. He will make you impregnable to the arrows of the enemy. Things of joy, things of celebration will never cease in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. My God will perfect all that concerns you. He will deliver you from the hands of the wicked ones in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God Until we meet again next week, God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.